515 WBNQ. Who wants to talk carnival?
I do.
You should, because you don't realize as an adult how this is going to be your favorite carnival, Archie Jack.
Oh.
The Epiphany Parish Carnival, 15th annual this year, kicks off on Thursday, goes through Saturday. WBNQ and Radio Bloomington, proud to be platinum sponsors. Of course, we're sponsoring the beer tent because that's what we do. And chairman of the carnival, Mike Essington's in the studio with us to tell us all about the fun. Hi, Mike.
Hi, great to be here.
Happy to have you. I know you've been with the carnival since the beginning, and we're raising money usually for the general fund of Epiphany Parish, but this year was a dramatic year for Epiphany Grade School. How is the grade school doing as far as repairs and refurbishment after that flood?
Sure. They were planning some upgrades to the entrance, and they're working on those now. But yeah, if listeners don't remember, the had a little accident with a water main earlier in the year, and a lot of water ran through the school. So the kids ate lunch in the parish hall from spring break on. So they didn't they're getting things reorganized now. But yeah, everything we raise, it just kind of goes to capital expenses like that.
I know it's like a pretty big insurance claim, but there was so much damage done. There's just a timeline of getting everything done and started. So do they think it'll be all finished by the beginning of the school year?
That's always their plan.
Yeah. Construction schedules.
Yes.
We pray. That's what we do. Well, tell us about the carnival, because I don't think Archie J understands how cool this carnival really is.
Sure. I mean, like you said, this is our 15th year, and we try to get it a little better each year, but we try to have something for everybody. So we've got rides for the little kids, like merry-go-rounds and little kid rides, but then we got rides for the big kids, too. So we've got a big Ferris wheel, something called a paratrooper that spins people around two or three different ways. All those big kid rides.
I'm usually a big fan of the Tilt-A-Wheel. Do we still have the Tilt-A-Whirl?
Tilt-A-Whirl. I don't know if we have one this year.
Okay.
Exactly Tilt-A-Whirl, but there are things like
that'll go
around in a circle ways.
I'm good spinning.
Yeah, I like spinning.
Not going upside down. Or flying through the air.
Don't take me up.
Yeah, no, we're good. speaking of rides, wristband night is Thursday, and that's one price to ride all the rides nonstop until you just can't stand up anymore,
right? That's right. Thursday night from 5 to 10, one low price, $18. You get a wristband. You can ride all the rides you want all night long.
Now, if you're not going to be riding that many, ride tickets per ride are normally $2.50 per ticket or 10 tickets for $22.
That's correct. Same.
Do I have to buy any of this stuff in advance, or can I just show up to
you
the Epiphany Carnival?
You can just show up. There's no admission charge. I mean, we hope you come out and ride a few rides, maybe buy a sandwich and have something to drink. But
what's on the food menu this year?
So we always have pork chop sandwiches. Raver Packing comes over and they cook up the pork chops for us.
Yay.
But also we're going to have walking tacos that we make.
Makes me happy.
Rizzotti's Pizza is going to be there, bringing out slice. We'll sell pizza by the slice.
Sweet.
We're going to have Cookies by Design. So if you need to have dessert, we'll have cookies there, and we'll have frozen yogurt.
Have to have dessert is the way it works for me. And then finally, it's a beer tent for the adults, and yet live music every single night.
Yeah, we've got a band every night. Thursday night, we have the Bygones, and they're going to take the stage at 6 p.m. And then on Friday, we have Retrofit, and they're on at 6:30.
That's a show worth seeing.
It is. And then Saturday at 6:30, Dexter and Leo and the Funk Yard come on. And this is their second year for us. And they have brought out a great crowd. And they're a good band, too.
I love live music that starts during my hours. Not like, the live band starts at 10 o'clock at night. No. This is why the carnival is awesome. Tons of events for the kids. I see the Zoo Lady's going to be there. And if I want to find out more, if you were just listening for the first time and went, Epiphany Parish Carnival, what is that? Well, I can tell you, the carnival is at 1000 East College Avenue in Normal on the grounds of Epiphany Parish and the schools. But if people want to learn more, is there a place on that World Wide Web, Mike Essington?
Sure. If you look up Epiphany Parish, we have a website, and there, right in the middle of the front pages, there's an events tab, and there's a picture of the paratrooper, the one ride. You click on that, and it's going to take you through to the carnival page and tell you all the details about things.
I know you're all thinking, wow, what an awesome chairman to know all of these things. But Mike's an IT guy, so I have a feeling he had his fingers in the website too, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, I did.
Hey, that's the best kind of chairman you can have, somebody that understands how to do the web part. Well, Mike, thank you for coming in and joining us. Thank you for letting us be a platinum sponsor for all things Epiphany Carnival and especially the beer tent. But we are excited to be part of the fun. We want everybody to head out there this weekend. It starts Thursday at 5 o'clock and then Friday 4 to 11 and Saturday 3 to 11, Epiphany Parish Carnival. This is the towny fun that you learn about when you listen here to WB&Q.